record. Hey guys, this is John.
And Austin.
And we are calling from the road again. I guess calling's the wrong word. We're recording from the road again. So we are on our way back from Pass It On Outdoor Mentors annual Bust-A-Clay. It's a shooting event in Flint Oaks, right in Fall River, Kansas, right? It's in Fall River?
Yeah, just outside Fall River.
Just outside Fall River. Beautiful area of the state. Really, really pretty land that Flint Oak is on.
Especially this time of year. Everything is just turning green and starting to grow, and the Flint Hills are beautiful.
And it's not too hot yet. That's key.
Yeah.
Sweated a little bit, but not terribly.
It says it's 68 outside right now. It feels a lot hotter.
Felt warmer than that.
But the sun is just very hot right now.
So we had Austin, myself, Dylan, Brett, Sandy, who's our mom. Then we had our mom. Then we had commercial processor Zach came with us. And then Rob Burrell and Mark Lukey from Ron Scherer Productions, who we advertise with on The Flush and a bunch of other shows, made the trip down here to do this event with us again. We've had them in the past, which was awesome. I love hanging out with those guys. They are top-notch people, and I always have a good time.
Yeah, they're fun.
So, we arrived the day before, and we're hanging out, talking, having a few drinks, having a good time. And there's raffles galore, all sorts of things going on. One of them is the card game. So you pay a certain amount of money for a card. You then, you know, they eliminate cards as you go. I bought 5 cards. Like I did, same thing I did at, the turkey thing. And then in the basement, they had a whiskey giveaway, right? So it was like a bunch of bottle of whiskeys. So as they're doing the auction the night before, they're eliminating cards. Somehow, my idiot self grabbed both the jokers. So the guy's going, he's talking. I still have 4 cards left. And it's getting down there. He goes, who's got jokers? Or who's got a joker? He goes, doesn't matter which color, they're both gone. So there's 2 of my 4 cards left, gone. So we get down to it, and they're getting ready to auction off the ace of spades, which is what they always do. And I've got 2 cards left. So I'm like, I have a 2 in 4 chance of winning this right now. Well, it turns out we weren't paying enough attention because they did eliminate one of my 2 cards, but I ended up with the Jack of Diamonds. So I'm in the last 4. We get up there and Mike has this girl picking cards, or somebody's girl is picking cards. So the first card that they pull is the 8 of something, and some lady has it. She's like, woohoo! And he's like, we're all like, no, you haven't done enough of these. You're out. And that sure was the thing. It came down to me and another guy, great guy. I won. So I won a Beretta A300 20 gauge camo pattern shotgun. Really, really cool gun. Nice gun. Very excited about it.
So John did not describe that enough. John was beyond excited. There are not words to describe how excited he was.
So I celebrated appropriately. At these things, people act like you're at the Oscars and, you know, you won best art picture. No, you celebrate. You get up, you scream, you yell, you pump fists. So I did that, made sure that the guy who I was, it was just me and him, he was okay with, you know, didn't want to make him upset. And earlier, he and I came to agreement on the whiskey thing, that if either one of us won, we were going to crack one of the specific bottle. So that was just a ticket thing. You know, you bought tickets for it, and I think there were only 50. So he's going through doing his spiel, and he calls the number for that, and I won that too. And there is where maybe, possibly, there was a little bit of an overreaction.
There was definitely an overreaction at that point.
Because I got up, hooted and hollered like crazy, ran up, gave Mike Christensen, who is a wonderful human being, this huge hug. And as I'm hugging him, I'm just like, I'm going to kiss him on the head. So I kissed him on the head. And that was talked about quite a bit after that. But here is the winnings from my whiskey, because it is very impressive. So the first thing I won is a Woodford Reserve 149. So it's a special bottle that's commemorating 50th anniversary of Secretariat winning the Kentucky Derby. I don't know how many of you are horse fans, but growing up in upstate New York, we have Saratoga races right there, so it's a big thing. Secretariat won by, I want to say, 24 lengths, which is unheard of, and then especially unheard of in a major race like the Kentucky Derby. I mean, these are prime horses. If you haven't, I highly recommend watching some documentaries, specifically Heart of a Champion is a great documentary on Secretariat. Anyways, so we crack that bottle, start drinking it. Anybody who wanted some was more than welcome to come, so we drank about half of it. So there's that. There is a Russell's Reserve. It's Master Distiller Jimmy Russell Special Bottling. There's a Weller Antique 107, and Weller is really the whiskey that is responsible for getting me to like whiskey. So I think very fondly of them for that. Then I won an Eagle Rare 10-year-old, a Joseph Magnus Triple Cask, Maker's Mark 101. Then there's two bottles of scotch in there. One is a 12-year Macallan, and the other one is something, a 14-year-old. I don't know it. It's called the Balvenie, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I also won two cases of Yingling beer that was in this keg ice chest. Like, it's an old whiskey barrel that they made into an ice chest. Very antique looking, kind of rustic. I took a picture of it, sent it to my wife, and said, would I be correct in assuming that this does not have a place in our house? And she responded saying, I've never been more correct about anything in my entire life. So that's on its way home with Dylan, because he wants to put it in his man cave, which is fine. So those are my winnings, but that's not even close to where it ended. So then we start today with the, you know, they have the tickets, all these different things, games you can play. So beginning with Austin, what did you win?
I'm not exactly 100% sure what it is specifically, but it's an air rifle of some sort. I was too excited about winning that I didn't actually pay attention to like what model it was, but, it's a pretty slick looking air rifle. It's got like a, I don't know if you would actually qualify it as a suppressor, but some sort of noise reduction system on it. But it is pretty sweet. I am going to be probably shooting some squirrels and varmints in my backyard.
So just to be clear, I've already asked and been told that we cannot use that instead of the bug assault gun to shoot each other for penalties. Austin feels like it would actually like go through.
Yes, you would. You would. Like, we would. It's just like getting shot.
Maybe you, not me. My skin would reject that pellet.
Okay, I will shoot you with it, and we'll see what happens.
As long as I get to shoot you back.
No.
Well, then, that's no good then. So, Austin wins that. It's awesome. Can't wait to shoot that. Another person who was one of Austin's friends and the brother of an employee at Walton's won. What did he win?
He won the crossbow and the spotting scope.
So he won a nice crossbow and then a gorgeous spotting scope. I mean, this thing, it looked like a Viking horn. I mean, it's huge.
If I had to guess, I'm going to say it's got to be like a $1,500 plus.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a Bushnell. It's gorgeous. And then somebody he was with won the gun of the night, right? So it's a 6.5 Creedmoor Vergara. It's got the twisted bolt action. I don't even know how to describe that. I believe it's only done, somebody once told me it's for heat dissipation, but I think it's just done as a look. But it's a gorgeous gun, absolutely gorgeous. And he was with Justin. Then during the silent auction, your father won a awesome experience for 10 people to go shoot just north of where we work this new thing called Helikit?
Helis.
It is basically a sporting clay with wings on it that they shoot up or throw up, and it just spins really fast, and it's meant to mimic the flight of like a pigeon. So I don't know when we're going to do that, but Brett did tell me that I get to go on that, so I am thrilled to go do that. I made a comment last night. Now, granted, I had had too much to drink. There's a certain point where, A, I started repeating myself. B, I couldn't remember the type of gun I won. And I don't really want a 20-gauge, right? It's just not something that I was desiring. And to be honest, when I bought those tickets, I didn't even know it was a 20-gauge. But at the very end, after that kid won, what's his name?
Elliot.
After Elliot won the 6.5 Creedmoor, he asked me, he's like, hey, do you like the 6.5 Creedmoor? I was like, yeah, of course, but I already have one. So he wanted to do like an even swap, my 20 gauge for his 6.5 Creedmoor. Like, I already have one. I don't have a 20 gauge, you know, so no. But then I went up and looked at it again, and I was like, this is a really nice gun. Like, way nicer than the Savage Arms that I have. Like, much, much nicer. So I was looking at it, and I was touching it and feeling it, and I'm like, I want this gun. So I think I accepted his offer, and we're just working out the particulars, because I'd already done the transfer on my gun. I did it this morning up in the clubhouse of Flint Oaks. So I should end up with his 6.5 Creedmoor Bergara, and he will end up with my A300, and everyone will walk away happier. I think what I'm going to do then is try and trade my old 6.5 Creedmoor for something. So I basically get two new guns, and I can't be much happier than that. Didn't Dylan win something too? Yes, Dylan won a scope. Yeah, Dylan won a nice Bushnell scope. But a couple other things just about passing on outdoor mentors. They are a very much organization on the come up. They are expanding, they're doing awesome things, and they're doing really well. I won't say what Mike told me they spent on all the items that were up for auction, but I will say the vast majority of it was donated. They spent very little money for how much money I know that they brought in.
Yeah.
So excellent for them. I don't know what their deal is with Flint Oak. I don't know if Flint Oak donates those rooms or how that all works, but it's such a beautiful place. The lodge is awesome. The food is great. The land is just amazing. I always have such a good time when we go there. And not only because I keep winning whiskey. Right, I've gone two times now. I've gone three times to shoot. I stayed the night twice, and both of those times I won a big whiskey package. So the next time we go and I don't win, I'm going to be sad. But all in all, absolutely phenomenal time. Could not have happened to a nicer person, me. very, very humble about all that. I didn't feel as like I had annoyed people as much as I did at the turkey thing. At that, I felt like people were bitter that I won two things. Here, I felt like people were more like excited for me, kind of.
We had a secret plan while you were up doing something.
Kissing Mike, probably?
No, this was today.
Oh, okay.
On the red and blue bucket raffles and a couple other raffles they did. That if you won today, everyone was going to boo you.
I would have dealt with that well. I would have dealt with that. Because all I would have done was just keep upping my level of excitement for winning. to combat your boos. Your boos mean nothing to me. I've seen what make you people cheer. That's a line from something. But yeah, no, absolutely awesome time. And honestly, whether I keep the 20 gauge or I trade it for that nicer 6.5 Creedmoor, 6 and 1, half dozen the other, it's all gravy from here. All right, what else do we have to talk about?
How'd we shoot?
Damn, I was hoping we didn't have to do that. Pay attention to Walton's social media. We had a bet on whoever shot the worst was going to have to do some penalty. That penalty ended up being that person, probably because it was me and I'm small enough to do it. None of the other people could have done what I did. That whiskey barrel ice chest thing, I had to crawl inside that, or not crawl inside, fold myself up inside that, and then come out of it, say that I lost the bet, and say what my score was. I did not shoot well, even for me, and I'm not good at sporting clays. That was the worst I've ever shot there. So I think the best I ever shot there was a 70. It was the first year. I was then surprised at how much I fell off to the second year, and that was like a, I think I shot a 55. I just shot a 39. I mean, I was strong. What? We're just getting zipped around. I wish he lost control.
Well, the red car's a jack wagon. They pulled up, zoomed past us, and then slowed down in front of us.
Yeah.
And then this guy's...
So some Honda just sped by us on the left side, then got on the right side and slowed down. So we're passing them. Some guy in a old Honda Prelude just passed us on the right without enough room in the red car and just shot right through that little gap.
So, swerved across the double yellow lines.
Yes. So that's what I said.
Can we go citizens arrest him?
Yes. We have enough guns too.
I'm game.
That's for sure. But yeah, no. All around awesome. What did you shoot?
62.
So almost, not quite double, but more than 50% of better than what I shot.
I was having like a decent day for a while there. And then I had like two stations where I shot one. That's it. And that just absolutely killed me.
Now, to be at least a little bit fair to myself, it was a brand new gun. Never shot it before. And I'd never shot 20 gauge. How much that played into how badly I shot? Probably what played into how badly I shot more than anything was the amount of whiskey I drank the night before. I was not feeling top notch. There's a lot of shotgun sounds going off, and I was a little like, eh. So I think I started doing better towards the end. There's a while in the middle there, and then our very last station, I got one on, which was not good. So, and what can you do? Anything else we want to talk about?
Oh. The water level?
While
we were out there?
That was shocking.
I didn't think, like, I know we're in a drought.
Right.
But I didn't think it was, like, that bad.
No.
That was down, their ponds were down probably, like, 12 feet.
There was one of the ponds that we shoot over. I never even would have imagined it looked like that underneath. Like, there's a whole dead forest section of it. There's no water in that. And it's only in what is obviously the deepest, like, channel of the... of the pond. So I'm with you. I had no idea our drought was actually that bad. It makes me think, like, my pond in my backyard, I think there's something wrong and somewhere there's a leak in somebody's water source. Because my pond never fluctuates more than a couple inches. That, like you said, was 12 feet. I mean, that's insane. That's absolutely insane. So... most valuable resource is going to be fresh water coming up, I guess. Maybe the environmentalists are right. Probably not.
Nah.
Morally bankrupt.
There's still lots of water.
Yeah.
Droughts come and go.
Morally bankrupt. Other than that, I'll have Patrick do this up and release it on Monday. We're doing anything next week? No, I'm out of town Thursday, I leave Thursday, 5 o'clock in the morning into the belly of the beast. I am going back to New York. We'll see how that goes. I'm going to visit some family. I've got a second cousin who's getting married. And yeah, the wedding is on Lake George. I'm not going to do any fishing because I refuse to give New York any money for fishing license. So, yep.
Well, if you're going to give them, if you can give them money, the best place to do it is in their wildlife department.
I don't want to give them any money for anything at all. The one thing I am excited about, and I've posted this on Meatgistics before, when we had a weird thread about like best restaurants all throughout the country, like weird small places. There's a restaurant in Schenectady, New York called Scotty's, and it's not a pizzeria, but they make pizza there. He makes what he calls a gourmet pizza, and it's got the best cheese. It's not like a standard pizza. It's got the best cheese ever. It's got like a real marinara sauce, like a chunky marinara sauce. It is not your typical pizza, but it is amazing. I get one every time I go home, and I cannot wait. If something stops me from getting that pizza, I am going to be inconsolable. I'm so looking forward to that. And then, you know, seeing my family and stuff. But mostly the pizza. Mostly the pizza. What else? Who shot the best? Your brother and Zach from Crables tied.
They shot, 77.
Both shot 77. What did Lukey said shoot? Do you remember?
I think he shot 60.
60?
And Rob was like 58 or something like that.
Honestly, there were multiple stations the previous times I've come where even I went 6 for 6. Like, I didn't do a single 6x6 this time. It was set up much harder. Right? No. Austin's kind of hemming and hawing.
No, I'm trying to think. Overall, there weren't as many that were just easy.
Right.
I feel like there was a couple of them that they didn't make as hard as they could have because, just personally, I suck at shooting rabbits.
There were no rabbits,
and that was fantastic because I almost always over on the rabbits.
Yeah, there's usually at least one.
Yeah, but some of them, I mean, there was some that were slinging through there hard and fast.
Fast.
I was leading stuff. There was a couple, everybody was asking me, like, how far did you lead that? I'm like 10 feet out in front of it. Like, it's, you pull the trigger, and you kind of have to wait a second or two.
There's some of them
a long way out there.
They start out far away, and they're going far away. And then some of them, basically, it's just a waiting game. You just have to be patient enough to wait till it comes so close that it's hard to miss.
Are you going to show some footage of our GoPro?
Oh, absolutely. We'll cut up a bunch of that, and we'll release it. Social media. Actually, we'll probably put most of it on YouTube so people can just follow along. On a couple of them, I clipped our GoPro to the brim of my cap so you can kind of follow along with the gun. With other people, I tried a couple of different angles. So we got some good footage. I tried to do some like more artsy shots for Patrick. I don't know how those are going to work out.
I saw you doing some stuff that I'm like, Patrick told him to do that.
No, he didn't. I thought, I'm like, all right, if I wanted to make this a cool shot, what would Patrick do? I was like, he'd start on something else and then pan to it. So I tried some stuff. So if you listen to this, Patrick, I tried. That is not my strong suit.
He was trying. I will say that.
I can basically talk. That's about what I can do. When it comes to like editing or shooting, I can't do any of that.
From last night, I'd say you can also drink whiskey.
I'm getting into that, McAllen, I think. Why do we keep saying McAllen? McAllen tonight. I'm going to crack that. I want to taste that. Single glass of that, and we'll see how quickly I fall asleep. Austin always says that he snores like a banshee. I sleep with headphones in, but he went to bed before I did last night. I didn't fall right asleep. I was still too, like, jazzed up. I didn't hear you snore literally at all. So, your wife might be gaslighting you.
I am gonna go tell my wife that you claim I don't snore, and I'm just going to see what she says. You might get a dirty text from her later tonight.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. I don't have anything else to do.
Nope. It's all.
All right, guys. So this will be released early this week, and then we'll be back with our regular one on Friday. See you guys.